stand the path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but your mind's waking to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend. Wait a moment, wait a moment longer.
Good morning.
Morning, Mullet.
Meatball heroes for breakfast?
Nah, Mona, this is for the kids' lunch. Hot meatball subs for the first day of school.
Mm-hmm. I give that meat 2 hours to turn gray and the fat to congeal into white waxy globs.
Mona, you're talking to me here, not some kid on the street.
Wait until you see Sam. Tony, those clothes you bought are absolutely adorable.
Now, wait a minute. Are we talking sixth grade adorable? Or are we talking junior high adorable? Because she's going to be a teenager in 2 weeks.
Definitely junior high.
Okay. You know, because I really wanted to fit in.
She will, Tony. Not like Angela, who spent her first day in the seventh grade hiding in her locker.
Mother, I was not hiding.
The ninth graders locked me in there. To Sam.
Of course not, Tony. They only do that to nerds with cooties.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mother.
You know, the thing is that I've been checking out these fashions in Teen Scene magazine. Ooh. And you know, that outfit I got her, it's definitely bodacious.
Fifteen right, 22 left, 15. Please open, please. Hi, Marcy. Am I glad to see you? How's Jim?
Awful. They make you take a shower.
Oh.
Sam, don't look. Here come the popular girls.
Marcy, we have only been here for 3 hours. How can anybody be popular already?
With Tuck and Robin Fraser. Her sister was only head cheerleader.
In the trophy case? Here they come. Should we say hi?
Yeah, but don't blow it.
Okay. Hi, Marcy.
She's talking to me.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, this is Bonnie and Julia.
Hi.
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 Oh, this is Samantha Maselli.
Hi.
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 Everyone calls me Sam.
Sam? Cool nickname.
Come on, let's go to lunch. I am starved.
Oh, me too.
You guys want to come?
Yeah, that'll be, pretty okay.
Oh, where do you live, Sam?
Oak Hills Drive.
Nice neighborhood. I bet your dad's loaded.
Well, he, really cleans out. Come on, let's go.
Wait a moment. Wait a moment.
So what do you think? Does Stallone have to worry?
What?
I saw you looking at yourself.
I wasn't looking at myself. I was cleaning. Which is no easy task. The way you trashed this place. I don't want to say anything, Angela, but you are a very messy worker.
Don't talk to me about work.
You know, Tony, advertising is supposed to be a collaborative art. There's copywriters and artists and market analysts, each contributing his or her own expertise for a common goal.
Angela, is this going to be a long story? I got cookies in the oven.
I simply want to know why, with 30 of the industry's most creative minds on my payroll, I do all the work.
Simple. You're the best. That's what it made you the president.
You're right.
Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you going? Where are you off to?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
I'm only going to Robin Fraser's house.
Robin Fraser. Well, how come I haven't met her, Sam?
That's because she's never over here. I'm always at her house. Bye, Dad. See ya.
See ya.
Is everything okay?
She's never home anymore, Angela. She's always out.
Well, Tony, you wanted her to fit in. You wanted her to make friends.
Well, how come I don't know any of them? How come she don't bring them around?
Oh, well, did you invite them over here?
Since when do kids need invitations? They come over, they hang out, they eat your food, they leave. It's nice.
I got a great idea.
Tony, why don't we have a surprise party for her birthday?
I'll get to meet all of our new friends.
Yeah, well, let's make it a slumber party.
Let's not go overboard.
Oh, no, Tony, that's what you do in the seventh grade. You make popcorn, you talk about boys, and you practice kissing.
With who?
Tony, you practice on the back of your hand.
We practiced in the back of a Chevy.
Lovely.
Honey, come here. Guess what? For a surprise, for Sam's birthday, we're going to have all our girlfriends sleep over here. Won't that be fun?
Girls, may I sleep next door at Peter's?
Well, it's okay with me if it's okay with Peter's mom.
Yeah? Oh, boy. She says yes to everything.
That's why Peter's got so many brothers and sisters.
Tony. Yeah. Tony, are we all set for Saturday?
Well, you know something, Angela? Now that I think about it, Friday be better because she will not be expecting a thing.
Oh, Tony, I can't. I have a date on Friday.
You do? With who?
Tony?
I'm sorry. It's a slumber party. I mean, hey, you ain't gonna be out all night, will you? Will you? Well, I guess you got a big Friday night planned with all your friends, eh?
I thought I did, but everyone's busy.
Oh, well, don't worry, Sam. They're probably just having a party and you're not invited.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Sam, would you get that for me? I'm a little busy here, okay?
Sure, it'll be the thrill of my evening.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. That's them!
I'm out of here. Don't let any girls touch my stuff.
Get going, Daddy. Happy birthday, baby.
Dad, you know about this the whole time?
What can I say? I'm a party animal, hey?
Your dad planned the whole thing single-handedly. Of course, he did confer with the world's greatest living authority on slumber parties. Me? Oh, yes. Come on, Tony, let's go make room in the freezer.
For what?
The first girl that falls asleep gets her bra frozen.
Or in Bonnie's case, her undershirt.
Real nice, Robin.
Hey, Mona, I really appreciate you helping me with this because, you know, I wanted to fit in so bad. Mona, don't you think that's an awful lot of room just for a bra?
Well, you never know, Tony. The first person to fall asleep may be me.
Not bad, huh? Just 2 weeks in the school. And Robin, Fraser's sleeping bags on your floor.
I know.
It's just one thing. She thinks that my dad's loaded. Don't worry, because it won't come up.
Ooh, real beam ceilings. Nice house. What's your dad do?
Okay, so I was wrong. My dad, he's terrific. What does your dad do?
Oh, he's a congressman, but he made most of his money in the private sector.
Oh, great. What does your dad do?
I'm not really sure, but he won a Nobel Prize.
So, what did you say your dad does, Sam?
Well, he's a big success in advertising.
Yes, in advertising.
Really?
He's the president of Wallace & McQuaid.
Really?
It's the 12th largest advertising agency in the country.
Oh, my.
It's great.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, Mona. She's out there lying about me.
Tony, maybe it's a party game, you know, fib about your father.
It's a nice try, Mona, but I'll tell you why she's lying, because she's ashamed. Because the housekeeper ain't good enough for her and her new friends.
Well, you know, she's under a lot of pressure to fit in.
Yeah, I know, and I wanted to fit in, but I can't let her get away with lying.
I don't know why not. I've been getting away with lying at my birthday party for years. Come on, don't be so hard on her, huh? 13 is a rough age.
Yeah, I guess so, 13, geez.
Of course, so is 14. And 15, and 16. And 32 was no bowl of cherries.
We are living in a material world, and I am a material girl, you know.
How come we
when you kiss a boy, you have to close your eyes.
That's so you don't see their zits up close. Hi, Mr. Masoli.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Yeah.
Popcorn. Great. Thanks a lot. Bye, Dad.
Yeah, Sam, do you think I could see a second in the kitchen? Excuse me, ladies.
I'll be right back. Something up, Dad?
Samantha, I heard what you said about me out there.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking
Sam.
About. I didn't mean it. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't be and you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are. I mean, if there's one thing your mother and I tried to teach you, that was it. Now, you want to go outside and tell your friends the truth or you want me to do it for you?
I'll do it.
Okay, sweetheart.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I know you are, baby. I know. All right.
I guess you mean tonight, huh? Hi, I'm back.
Hey.
Hi. Do you all remember my dad?
Hi.
Hi.
Guys, listen. When I first got to school, I really wanted you to like me a lot.
Well, of course you did. We're the popular girls.
Yeah. And we do like you, Sam.
And we took a vote. You are our new best friend.
Yeah.
I think you are cheerleader material.
Definitely. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard.
Don't bronze my pom-poms yet. Remember when I was telling you about my dad? Well, I might have stretched the truth just a little bit. Okay, I lied.
You lied to your new best friends?
My dad didn't come up with that campaign there. I just said it because... Well, because... Because...
Because advertising is a collaborative art. See, let me explain something. See, there's graphic artists, there's market analysts, there's copywriters, each one loaning his or her own expertise to a common goal. I mean, I didn't come up with that ad, but I put the team together that did.
And he did it so quickly.
Dad, you're the best.
That's why I'm the president.
Let's ask it something really important. Will boy George let his hair grow long again?
Hello, everybody. Happy birthday.
Angela.
Angela?
Who's that?
It's Angela.
Is she your mom?
Well,
Yeah. She's your mom. She's my wife.
Tony?
You're married?
Yeah, we're married. We've been married for years. For years, since the wedding, right? Excuse me. Could I have a word with you privately in the kitchen? Excuse me.
Do you mind telling me what the hell is going on here?
We're going in the kitchen.
Won't be a minute.
Hey, Sam, is your dad upset because your mom's on a date?
A date? No, this is not a date. This is cousin...
Andrew.
This is cousin Andrew, such a big family. Well, my goodness, Andrew, we haven't seen you in forever.
Since the wedding, huh?
Has it been that long? Well, my goodness, we can't let that happen again, can we? Why don't you, you call me, Andrew. Here, you'll come by, we'll barbecue.
Tony, since you've moved in here, I've had to explain a lot of things to my dates. But married to you?
Well, I had to say we were married because I said I owned your house. And I'm also the president of Wallace and McQuaid.
You're the president of Wallace and McQuaid.
Samantha just wanted to be like the rest of her friends who just happened to be loaded.
Oh, so you're me, and I'm your wife. Who's my mother, Tina Turner?
No, we went with the truth on that. She's your mother.
Good.
Sam's grandmother. Oh, come on, Angela. I know it's wrong, and Sam knows it's wrong. But can't we just let it slide for tonight? I mean, look, I can't give my daughter what those other guys give their kids. But I can give her her 13th birthday. So what do you say, Angela? Will you be my wife?
Tony, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
What, do you got a better offer?
We got Robin.
Sam, daughter, flesh of my flesh.
Hello, Mama.
Don't forget Papa.
Mama. Where is Andrew?
Oh, you'll see Cousin Andrew at the next family funeral.
We're playing truth or dare.
You have to swear to tell the truth, or you have to take the dare.
Want to play, Mrs. Bauer?
No.
Why not?
What have we got to hide?
Well,
this will be fun.
Wait a minute. How come your name is Bauer and your husband's is Maselli?
Yes, dear. Why is that?
I use my own name for business reasons.
What business are you in?
Advertising.
Angela!
Oh, just like your husband.
Well, actually, she's not in advertising, right?
Yeah, that's right. She's not in advertising. She sort of just helps me. You know, the woman behind the man sort of thing. Isn't that right, dear?
Right, dear. Okay, truth or dare. When you two met, was it love at first sight?
Oh,
no.
Yes. Angela, she said she wanted the truth. One look, she was hooked.
You wish.
Angela, you asked me to move in the first day you met me.
And he's been plumping her pillows ever since.
Mother, you're such a card. Let's open the presents.
Good idea.
Who's he gonna open first, Sam?
Well, my dad's had this grin on his face for weeks, so I'm gonna open his.
Oh, no, hon. Let's open some of the girls, and we'll do mine tomorrow.
No, that means it's gonna be good. Come on, open it.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's a locket.
Oh, my God. It opens. Wait. There's a picture inside. It's you, Mr. Maselli.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's that?
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she, you know, she's gorgeous, isn't she? She's Sam's aunt. She's Sam's aunt.
No, she's not, Dad. She's my mother. And she taught me to be proud of who I am.
And you want to know something, baby? I am proud of who you are. Oh, oh. You know something else? I think you look just like her.
Oh, I get it. You used to be a brunette.
No, Julia, she is not her mother.
Really? And who is she? She's Angela. She's terrific. But the truth is, she's my dad's boss. My dad's her housekeeper. And you still have time to run an advertising agency?
Julia, turn the power on.
Yeah, Julia, you see, Julia, I do the housekeeping around here. Angela's the advertising president.
Why didn't you tell us? I was afraid you wouldn't like me if you knew the truth. I'm not rich, and I bring my lunch. Samantha Maselli from Brooklyn.
A-O. O-A.
Oh, Sam, I would have still liked you.
Me too.
Not me.
What? I am a snob, you guys know that. But I guess it's too late. I already like you. Thanks, guys. Oh, you're the best. They like me.
Hey, oh, what's not to like, eh? Right, dear?
Right, dear.
Sweetheart, you missed the best party last night.
Oh, how would you know? Your mother was the first person to fall asleep.
Hey, Angela, would you do me a favor? I got my hands full here. Would you get the orange juice out of the freezer, please?
Oh, sure.
The rules, Angela. First one to fall asleep.
You were right, Tony. We didn't need that much space.